Chapter 3. Stories of Hope and Success. There is so much plastic entering our oceans, and it seems impossible to give up all plastic, so sometimes we can lose all hope. But other people's stories can make us feel more positive. Here are some stories that I have heard. Plastic bag bans around the world. Plastic shopping bags are a big problem around the world. Each one is normally used for only 15 minutes, and scientists estimate that it will take 500 to 1,000 years to break down. For these reasons, it is not surprising that many countries have started to ban them. The first country that banned plastic bags was Bangladesh in 2002, and since then, many other countries have done the same. One example is Morocco. Morocco was the second largest user of plastic bags in the world after the United States. The country introduced a ban in 2016. Before that, Morocco used 3 billion plastic bags every year, or 900 bags a person a year. These bag bans are already reducing how much plastic enters the oceans. Other single-use plastic bans. In some places, governments want to ban more than just plastic bags. San Francisco has banned plastic bottles and other types of plastic too. One part of India, Karnataka, has done even more. They have banned all single-use plastics, including bags and cutlery. Antigua and Barbuda have banned plastic food containers. And the European Union has decided to ban single-use plastics, including straws and cutlery. These examples show us that politicians know that we must reduce our plastic use, and bans are a very good way of achieving that. 193 countries admit that there is a problem. In 2017, 193 countries met in Nairobi to discuss the problem of plastic. At the end of the meeting, they agreed that action was needed. This is amazing because it is difficult for 193 different countries to agree on anything. 39 of those countries also agreed to reduce plastic entering the ocean. People going plastic-free. Lots of people are trying to reduce their plastic use. Whole families are trying to live without plastic for 1 week, and over 2 million people in 150 countries have tried to have a plastic-free July, 1 month without plastic. A plastic-free life might not be possible for most people. However, lots of us are trying our best. Some people talk or write about what they are doing online. If you have a question that this book does not answer, I am sure that you can find the answer online in blogs, in Instagram posts, and on Facebook pages. Plastic-free blogs. This book has plenty of tips for reducing your plastic use, but if you ever need more information, look at these amazing blogs. They have lots of good advice. Plastic-free July. Around the world, people are trying to live with less plastic in July. This blog has interesting stories, advice, and ideas. Will you try a plastic-free July? PlasticFreeJuly.org. Beth Terry, My Plastic-Free Life. Beth's blog has an amazing 100 steps to a plastic-free life, so you can start living life without plastic. It also asks you to take photos of your plastic waste for 1 week so that you can see how much plastic you use. MyPlasticFreeLife.com. Anne-Marie, the Zero Waste Chef. Anne-Marie gives you plenty of tips for going plastic-free in the kitchen. ZeroWasteChef.com. It is easier to reduce plastic if we all share our ideas with each other. I would love to hear how you are reducing plastic. Share your ideas with us at #BreakFreeFromPlastic. Who are you? I'm Louise Edge and I'm an oceans campaigner at Greenpeace. Why do you care about plastic so much? I see how badly plastic is polluting our world. It is everywhere, in rivers, in Arctic ice, and all animals eat plastic. Tiny plankton eat it, and the biggest fish eat it. And we are eating it too. That can't be good for our bodies. What can people do to help? We can make lots of small changes in our own lives. However, it is big companies and governments who can make the biggest difference by reducing their use of plastic packaging. We must tell them that we want change on social media, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, etc., or when we visit a shop or meet politicians. What's the worst example of plastic pollution you've seen? I visited Freedom Island, a home for birds in Manila Bay. The whole beach was covered in plastic packaging. In the sea, I saw plastic waste next to dead fish and seabirds. It made me really sad. With some other people, I cleaned the beach, but the next day there was more plastic waste. I realised that plastic packaging is a big problem and that we need the help of big companies like Nestlé and Unilever. They make the packaging and they must help with the problem. Do you have any top tips for getting rid of plastic? I carry a reusable water bottle and cup, and I reuse shopping bags. I also now use solid soap, shower gel, and shampoo because the solid products don't need plastic packaging. What makes it difficult to get rid of plastic? Producing plastic makes a lot of money for big companies like ExxonMobil and Shell, so they don't want to stop doing it. But lots of people want them to reduce plastic, so they have to change. What is the most amazing thing that somebody has done to reduce plastic? In Manila, a community of people are trying not to throw away any plastic. There were mountains of bin bags in their streets, and they decided to do something. Now they reuse or recycle most of their plastic and the whole area only sends 4 rubbish bags to landfill every day. Most of that is nappies and all the rest is reused or recycled. Amazing!